dogs read and connect with the world through smells, far more than we humans or even cats do. And this morning, we're joined by Jade Fountain, an animal behaviour and training consultant with Animal Behaviour Matters and a PhD candidate at the University of Adelaide. She's going to be sharing findings from a recent study conducted with professional dog trainers about the importance of scent in a dog's life and how to really enrich their lived experience with some wonderful sniffaries, a sniffing safari. Jade joins us this morning. Jade Fountain, thank you so much for being here on the show. How are you?
I'm really well. Thank you so much for having me, Jack. It's a pleasure.
It's great to have you. I saw this story come through over the producer cue sheet and I got very excited because I'm all about improving my little Moodle's day-to-day life. So this is right up my alley. Jade, this is a bit of a broad question to start with, but how important is scent for dogs and how do they show that in their day-to-day life?
Yeah, scent is such an important part of a dog's day and their life in general. It's their main sensory system, unlike us, who really focus on the visuals and enjoying visual breathtaking views and appreciating things that we see, whereas dogs really appreciate and like to explore and investigate the world with their nose. They can tell a lot more about the world and the details and stories of things going on through the scent that travels unbeknownst to us a lot of the time. They can detect things that we can't, and it's very important to them, whether it's on a walk and they like to explore and almost like reading the daily local news when they have a good sniff of the lamppost or their favourite bush when they're out there walking. We don't see that importance, and sometimes it can be an inconvenience when we're walking and we want to get the exercise in. The dogs want to read that local news and investigate who's been there before, what they were like, the status of that other dog. And we don't really appreciate that all the time, but there's lots of ways we can use scent in their lives to enrich them.
That is so true. When I'm taking my dog out, you know, for my mum and I walking the dog, we like to think of it as, you know, doggy Instagram or doggy Facebook, because they're checking in with what's been going on around the neighbourhood, what the other dogs have gotten up to, what other creatures have been crawling around, like... they love it. And so what are the benefits for having a life rich in smells, especially for dogs who live with humans, who aren't out there in the wide world? How does having a big, rich buffet of smells improve our dogs' lives?
Yeah, it's a great question. So what we ran a study asking dog trainers from around the world what they believe scent work did for dogs. There's a lot of scent work and scent-based sports that have become very, very popular for companion and pet dogs. And these are usually referred to as scent work or nose work. So you can do them as classes with your dogs and even get into it as a sport, just like agility. And it becomes, you know, like a competition you can do with your dog and lots of fun for the handler and the dog to do together. For the dog, they get so much out of it. And what we see anecdotally is that dogs seem to rest more. They seem very engaged in it. Shyer dogs can gain more confidence. Dogs that are a little bit more overexcited can become more focused and calm. And lots of people report really positive effects after 2 to 6 weeks of doing scent work classes. What we found from the study was that dog trainers from around the world do report they believe dogs definitely benefit overall in their lives from doing scent work, and that it does improve all these things I just mentioned. And it's a great way to enhance dogs' lives, no matter what age, breed, or size they are. Unlike other dog sports and activities out there, dogs of any age, whether it's a brand new puppy or a dog aging anywhere up to 12 or 14 years of age, can benefit from going for a good sniff or even participating in their scent work classes. And again, the breed doesn't matter. So whereas some dogs might not be suited to agility or fly ball, any dog from a Chihuahua through to a Great Dane can participate in their scent work classes and get something out of it. So it's really lovely that we can have these bonding experiences with the dogs that mean so much to them.
This is pretty cool. Scent work classes, this is a new concept to me. So are scent work classes sort of propping up around, you know, little local communities, and you can take your dog there for a sort of a day of enrichment, like, you know, exploring a little cubby house filled with treats or trying to find something buried in the ground? Are these sort of things people are setting up right now and you can take your dogs to?
Yeah, I mean, a few different professionals ran it a little bit differently. So what you've just mentioned is exactly what some dog training professionals do offer. And then you can do things like book out sniff spaces. So there's an app and a whole program you can do where you can book a space like your own personal dog park, where you've got that access to that area on your own with your dog or your two dogs or however many in your family. You don't get bothered by other dogs. There's no pressure for dogs that are reactive or fearful of other dogs. They can have that space on their own without that fear of being interrupted. But the scent work classes, or nose work classes as they're often called, are specifically based on the concept of working professional detection dogs. That's where it came from, the idea. And so a pet dog learns to find and locate a specific odour. It's usually an essential oil that they use in the competition and the classes. And they're trained to go and find those in a room or maybe on a vehicle, just like a working detection dog. It's a lot of fun to see your dog. Yeah, a lot of fun to see your dog learning to go and find stuff when you ask them to. And they get so much joy out of it. A lot of the time, because the dog is leading the activity and we're not interfering. We do a lot of that as humans when we're doing things like agility. Yeah, and even on a walk, we're always, you know, deciding what the dog's going to do next. But for the dog in scent work and nose work classes, they get to lead the charge and find that exciting thing that they're searching for and they've been trained to find, and they get a reward at the end.
This actually sounds really fun, like a cool way to hang out with your dog for the day. This sounds very exciting. And in the research, you mentioned in your article as well, you mentioned there's sort of six key activities that people with dogs can use to boost their dog's well-being. What were those six fun activities you can do?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the first one was the scent work and nose work that I mentioned just now, the classes that you can do with your dogs. And that can expand at home to even teaching your dog to find your mobile phone or your keys or wallet.
Oh, that'd be handy.
Yeah, super handy. You can play or have fun with your dog, but it can have a practical element to it that helps you. And believe me, I've had to call on my dog to find my keys a couple of times. So I definitely found it coming. Yeah. The other one we call is sniffaries. So it's a term that's used in the dog training industry. It's a kind of a loose term, doesn't have a specific definition, but we tend to say it's that sniffing on a walk and exploring with their noses when out for exercise with you, but without interruption. So they get to have that stop at the lamppost and not have to worry about moving on too quickly. So we put their noses first in those sniffaries. Then we have scent or sensory gardens. And these are spaces where you can plant out pet-friendly or dog-friendly herbs and plants. And these are fun for dogs to sniff around in. We can add things like treat scatters or other exciting things like some animal fur in a little case so that they can't get to it, so like sheep wool or something like that that's interesting to a dog. And then we can also arrange those kind of articles such as sheep's fur or rabbit poo or something that's exciting to a dog, and we can set them up in little containers where a dog can have a smell but not consume it or eat it. Things like lavender and rosemary, they're all interesting to dogs to smell. And the final one is scent engagement mats. So there are products out there called snuffle mats where they're like a mat with fabric strips on it, and we can bury little treats inside of those fabric strips. And it's a great supervised activity. We don't want to leave the dogs alone with them. We want to make sure they're engaging with it safely. But they can snuffle through those mats for treats, and it can be really beneficial for dogs to use those noses. And it's safe, low-key, and cheap option is also to recycle your cardboard boxes and set up a little obstacle course in a room in your house and hide those treats so the dogs can go and find them. So like scatter feeds and scattering food around and making treasure hunts is also a brilliant way to get that nose active.
Well, these are all absolutely fantastic suggestions. Jade, I'm writing them all down right now. I'm going to take them home and see what I can do with my little pup today. That's all we've got time for today, but thank you so much for dropping by the show and giving us such a great way to enrich our dogs' lives. It's been wonderful speaking with you.
Thank you so much for having me today, Jack. I appreciate it, and I hope your dog appreciates it too.
Oh, I'm sure he will. I'll give you the update. Thanks, Jade.
Thank you.
That was Jade Fountain, an animal behaviour and training consultant with Animal Behaviour Matters and a PhD candidate at the University of Adelaide, talking all about sniffaries and scent work and scent classes, ways to enrich your dog's well-being no matter their age, breed or size with some wonderful scent-based activities.